Welcome to the Refuge Podcast, where we cultivate our faith in the shelter of God's Word. I'm your host, Jennifer Elwood. And today we are in the final chapter of the Gospel of Luke. So that means we are in chapter 14 of Counting Up to Christmas. And today we will receive the gift of everlasting life. So definitely, if you've missed the last few days, pick up this chapter. It is, of course, like absolutely perfect. The perfect thing to celebrate on Christmas Eve. So let's contemplate this. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise?" Luke 24, 5 through 7, ESV. He is risen! And Merry Christmas Eve! Did you enjoy reading the joyful account of Jesus' resurrection today? I always do. Too often we separate the miracle of Jesus's birth from the resurrection of our Savior. The gift we open today, everlasting life, will help us frame well the deeper meaning of celebrating Jesus's entry into the world. So instead of reading a lesson today, I would just love for you to set aside some extra time for your Christmas quietude. This evening, before you go to bed, or sometime today, and by a few minutes by the light of the tree adorned with wrapped presents is the perfect time to recollect the gifts you've received from the Lord this month. Savor them. Release anything that will prevent you from having a full, focused celebration tomorrow. I encourage you to take some time to make use of the extra journaling space. If you have the book, that is. And if not, then enjoy some extra. I'll put the music on twice in a row, so you'll get double contemplation music as you're listening to the end of this. I pray you'll have a Merry Christmas fully saturated with God's perfect peace. And here's today's prayer. Lord, we are incredibly grateful for your Son's guidance in our lives. We are very thankful to him for enabling us to enjoy your eternal peace. I pray the abundance of gifts we received from your word this month will permeate our souls and encourage us to have a peace-centered, joy-filled Christmas. In your Son's name, amen. I recommend listening to O Holy Night. And today, during the double time quietude music, just contemplate the gifts that you have processed over this month and consider anything that God puts on your heart today.